A presidential runoff will likely be held in September after neither the APC's Karoma nor Vice President Berawa of the Sierra Leone People's Party received the 55% of votes needed to win in the first round. The opposition APC also won 59 of the 112 seats in Parliament. APC officials say they think the margin should be bigger, and they plan to contest some of the results. The SLPP took 43 seats, down from the 83 they held in the previous assembly. Charles Margai of the People's Movement for Democratic Change, a splinter party of the ruling SLPP, came in third in the presidential race with 14%. Margai has thrown his support behind opposition leader Ernest Karoma. APC National Organizing Secretary Alimama Karoma, who is not related to the presidential candidate, says the two opposition parties are working together to win the runoff election.
The APC and the PMDC are already strategizing on how we're going to move into the field to keep our flock together and even to take away some support from the SLPP.
SLPP spokesman Victor Reeder says the party will rely on voters' opinions of their performance during two terms in power to win the second round.
We think as the ruling party we should have the credit for having created the atmosphere of tolerance and a free enough democratic process to have enabled the opposition party to end up with majority seats in Parliament.
Reeder says the SLPP will also try to persuade PMDC supporters to return to the party. PMDC spokesman Ansu Lansana says this is not likely based on meetings with the party's membership.
They are saying, first and foremost, We are diametrically opposed. Our policies are diametrically opposed to that of the SLPP, which in effect was why we broke off from the SLPP. Secondly, we are espousing positive change, which in our estimation is not what the SLPP is espousing. They're espousing continuity of the present trend of leadership.
President Ahmed Tijan Kaba is stepping down after serving the maximum two terms in office. Presidential and parliamentary elections, the first since the departure of UN troops 2 years ago, were deemed generally free and fair by international observers. The elections have been closely watched for signs of how far the diamond-rich nation has come since the end of its civil war in 2002. Carrie Barber for VOA News, Dakar.